Supporters of President Wad sang and played drums as they waited for their candidate to appear at a rally in Ziguinchor in the southern Casamance region. Mr. Wad negotiated a peace settlement in 2004 after more than two decades of fighting between separatist rebels and government forces. But fighting in Casamance has flared up in recent months, and the country was shocked in December by the brutal assassination of Omar Lamine Bhaji, an important administrative official in the region and a close ally of Mr. Wad. It is the second campaign stop for the president, who launched his campaign Sunday in Touba, in central Senegal, where the Mourid Muslim Brotherhood is based. Millions of Senegalese claim allegiance to the Mourids. Other candidates opened the brief campaign season in the capital, Dakar, but they also said that they plan to tour the country in the coming weeks. Bamba Touré from Kolda in southern Senegal is a supporter of Idrissa Seck, a main contender. Touré says that he is one of 50 youths who will accompany Seck on his trip around Senegal to gain the confidence of the Senegalese people. Although the campaign season only officially began on Sunday, political candidates have spent months organizing. Each neighborhood in major cities and region of the country is under the watch of a party coordinator who is charged with rallying supporters and spreading their candidate's message. Muammar Mbaye is the coordinator for Seck's party, Rumi, in a densely populated neighborhood just outside Dakar. He says that they are already beyond the stage of knocking on doors and that they have already achieved a high level of mobilization. But the next 3 weeks are still crucial, he says. He says he has left his job for the duration of the campaign and plans to devote himself full-time to getting Seck elected. Senegal is viewed by many West African analysts as one of the most democratic in the region, but some of the president's opponents say freedom of speech has been curbed during his time in power. They have also said they are not completely satisfied at the slow release of voter cards and have warned Mr. Wad of not trying any foul play. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。